The end of another long week is here. That means it's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for June 12th of 2026. Demand for solar energy continues in Michigan, even as the Trump regime and MAGA Republicans work on sabotaging any and all clean energy alternatives, plans, and programs. That's right, Michigan Advance's Kyle Davidson writes that solar power now accounts for 91% of new energy resources installed in the United States. This report, issued by the Solar Energy Industry Association and Wood Mackenzie, also notes that Michigan ranks 7th in the country in solar installation in the first quarter of 2026. The report also notes that in the states that Dear Leader Trump won in 2024, including Michigan, those states accounted for 74% of all solar energy installed during the first quarter. So the regime is hurting those states that voted for him. Now, this is happening when the Trump regime has declared a war on clean energy, including solar and wind. The regime issued a requirement, for instance, that all solar and wind energy projects on federal lands would have to be approved by the billionaire Secretary of Interior's Doug Burgum. A federal judge, though, recently put a hold on that order. The regime also moved to nix federal tax credits for wind and solar projects, but that move was struck down by another federal judge last week. Now, in that same report by the Solar Energy Industry Association, it said that over 450 solar projects remain on hold when the power supply in the United States is in desperate need. Now, let's just go back a couple of years when the Biden administration's Inflation Reduction Act offered states a windfall of cash, pardon the pun, to invest in wind, solar, and other clean energy installation programs. Michigan was slated to receive a good chunk of that money designed to increase our energy supply, diversify our energy supply, and also create jobs in new industries and new technologies. But since the Trump regime took over, nearly $540 million in climate-related grants to Michigan have been canceled or held up, according to a fantastic story by Bridge Michigan's Kelly House from last winter. So that number is probably higher as we reach the summertime. By the way, a good chunk of that money was coming from the Solar for All program, which expands solar energy in disadvantaged communities. But to the Trump regime, whose main job is to represent the Epstein class, which includes the oil and gas industry, you think they care about improving the lives and pocketbooks of working class Michiganders? I think we've learned that lesson already, haven't we? After all, Dear Leader said that he doesn't think about the working class as it struggles to pay for higher gas, energy, and grocery costs thanks to his and Israel's war in Iran. He also stated this week that he just loves the higher inflation numbers. And let's not forget how the regime paid a French company $1 billion last year to quit building offshore wind farms. And a few months ago, the regime announced that it would pay nearly $900 million to repay two developers if they would rescind on plans on building wind farms in California and New York. Yeah, that's our money. Now, some of these energy and economically damaging moves call into question Dear Leader's sanity, considering the one reason as to why he's always been against clean energy, especially wind energy. And that goes back to the time when he lost a court case involving offshore wind turbines near his Scotland golf course. He didn't like the aesthetics. Now, there's nothing scientific behind Dear Leader's reasoning on wanting to gut clean energy. It all goes back to those days because his little ego got hurt when he lost in court. So we're paying for all that. And now the regime is comically citing national security issues as to why we can't have wind power, as it says that enemies could launch drones to attack wind turbines. What? Oh, okay. Apparently, though, these same drones wouldn't have the capability to attack a coal-fired power plant. Oh, and don't forget how the Michigan MAGA Republican House last month voted to repeal the state's clean energy laws that aim to make Michigan carbon-free by 2040. You see, MAGA Michigan Republicans would much rather have us rely on the volatility of the fossil fuel markets, as we're seeing with the Iran war. Thanks again to their Dear Leader and Israel. Finally, one last point here. I am completely on board with local communities throughout the state that are fighting back against big tech bro data centers, and I've always been on record on backing those efforts. I do believe, though, some communities are getting tricked into thinking that data centers are the exact same as large solar and wind farms as they sadly fight to stop those projects from happening. Much of the farmland being used for these projects isn't being used for farming anymore, and unlike data centers, which chew up energy and drink up large amounts of water, wind and solar farms actually create much-needed energy and much-needed cheaper energy while also benefiting the environment and soil, especially with solar farms. So let's just keep an eye on the ball here, everyone, on who and what are the real enemies to our economy, jobs, environment, and communities. Leftoflansing at gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow Left of Lansing on the socials. Subscribe to the show on YouTube and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. And subscribe to the show on Patreon. Go Tigers and take the battle to them.